This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. We welcome Richie Wolf from the Macon County Conservation District to the program a couple of times a month. Richie, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Oh, thanks for having me, Brian. I'm doing well on this nice, beautiful Friday morning.
Yeah, it's a lot better than it was a couple of weeks ago when we're talking about being outside. I got to ask you right off the bat about this night hike. Is this something you guys have done before?
We offer, yeah, sure do. Every chance we get, you know, a few times a year at the least. It's a very unique outing. People don't often get out in the woods at night, so it's a learning experience on how your eyes, ears, and nose works without any daylight.
Okay, now this is going to take place at the Griswold Conservation Area, correct?
Right, yep, down at Blue Mound. We try to switch it around to all the different conservation areas, but Griswold's really nice because it has a one-mile trail exactly around the glacial came there, and it's one of the lesser-used parks, so anytime we can get a chance to introduce it to people, we try to do some programs down there.
Okay, I would imagine, I've been to the Glacial Came, I've been to Griswold, but it's always been during the day. I'm assuming if you get a clear night, that's a pretty lit up starry night view from that place.
It is. It's beautiful. And we, as a matter of fact, when we have astronomy programs, we often have them down there. So you can get up on the hilltop and get a nice panoramic view of the night sky.
Yeah, without all the light pollution. Yes, I mean, it sounds amazing. Okay, so how many people can you accommodate? Is there a limit? I know that there is a registration deadline of Friday, March 12th at noon, but how many people can you accommodate at this thing?
Well, our maximum number is 20. If we get too high on that, it's kind of hard to keep up with the group leader, so we try to keep it a manageable size, 20 people.
Okay, and it's from 8 to 9:30. And for folks who maybe are a little frightened of this, Nick is kind of, he's coming around now acting brave, but I think this terrifies him, being out in the woods at night. What's the experience like? Just walk us through what it would be like to participate. I'm sure it's a walk, you know, so you don't have to worry about keeping up pace, and you probably don't want to bring flashlights, but you want to wear sturdy shoes. Just walk me through the particulars.
Well, we'll meet there in the parking lot and do a brief orientation. Your body actually adapts quite well to the nighttime when there's no lights around. You get the night vision going for you. But, yeah, there are some specific safety rules we want to keep in mind when we're out there. We always try to go slow so people don't trip up or get in a situation where they're uncomfortable. So we do stop quite a few times along the hike to do activities to test your smell. Like, we'll have some items in jars, and we'll kind of go around to each person, let you sniff them and see if you can guess what they might be. And then we have some nature-related items that we'll put in your hands to feel, see how your touch reacts. And then, of course, we always are listening for nighttime sounds like owls hooting. So there's definitely a bunch of different activities we do with the people to get the heightened experience of being out there in the night woods.
All right. I love it, Richie. Great weekend. Have a great weekend. We hope all 20 people sign up. MaconeCountyConservation.org. You can register for the event online by noon, Friday, March 12th. The first one's March 13th. But I would get, if you want to get in, I'd do it like right now to make sure. And they've got another one coming up in a couple of months, but we'll talk about that in the months ahead.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.